Hello.
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 It's dungeon time again.
Wow.
I love dungeon time.
Me too.
And I also do.
Perfect.
So let's do a third. Let's do level three of level three. Zelda Puzzle Podquest.
All right. Let's do it.
Which, so we've done the Shadow Temple.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Lightning Temple.
Mm-hmm.
And now what are we doing?
Well, I won't spoil it for people who haven't listened to the other ones where we say what it was. We can just get started and then you'll see in a moment.
Okay.
Just a little anticipation. So last time, since we're kind of sequential here, we had in the inventory, if I've written everything down correctly, we had a sword, we had a shield. We had the Lantern of Truth and the Magnet Glove. We had some Gossip Stones. We had 5 hearts and 1 rupee. Is that right?
Didn't we take a ton of rupees out of that treasure chamber?
Not oh, yeah, we did. Yeah, we did at the end. That's true. So we have 999 rupees.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Gonna go buy 1 bottle.
Oh, yeah, well... I don't think we can do that in here. I don't think that would work. Maybe we'll have side quests at some point. But for now, we are on a regular quest. Link has found the Shadow Pendant and the Lightning Pendant and is on the hunt for more pendants. In the course of this adventure, you heard there might be another pendant nearby in a place where it maybe feels a little early to visit because it's so significant. But it's not far away, so you might as well take a look. It's the Temple of Time.
Ooh.
Yeah, Temple of Time.
Ominous.
So yeah, you've taken a journey. You're on the doorstep of the Temple of Time. The doorway is decorated with the royal crest. It's very stately. You step inside into a quiet, musty entry hall. It's a large rectangular space with high ceilings, ornate windows, and marble floors that make your footsteps echo through the hall. There's an elegant red carpet stretching between 2 open doorways to the west and east. You've come in through the south. And across from you to the north is a closed door with a statue on either side. And the only other thing worth mentioning in this room is a switch on the floor next to the door you entered through.
Okay.
So we entered from the south, passageways west and east, you said, door in the north, with statues.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm going to represent as S's instead of trying to draw a statue.
Ooh, good idea. I just drew little circles, and I'm not going to remember what they are, unless I ask, what are these statues of?
They look like suits of armor.
Okay. So I can... use my circles that I've drawn on the map, and I can write S-A around the sides of them. So S-O-A stands for suit of armor.
Perfect.
There you go. Can I move the suit of armor? Can I push it, pull it?
You can't. They're pretty heavy. Also, you can't get behind them to push them.
That's so true.
Yeah, fortunately, they do not come to life as you approach them. They're just statues. They're stone statues.
Did you say there was a big carpet through the center?
Yeah, there's a red carpet going from the west to the east.
Oh, okay. That's what it was.
What were you going to do?
The carpet is...
it is elegant, yet otherwise uninteresting. It is decoration.
Okay, I'm going to look underneath the carpet.
You can't.
Okay, fair enough. I jump on that switch by the door.
To the floor.
Jump on the switch by the door.
You jump on the switch, and it starts to tick. There's a ticking sound, and the door across from you to the north opens.
Oh, let's walk over there confidently that we're going to make it.
Okay, you stride towards the north door, but unfortunately it closes before you can get to it.
Oh, that seems poorly designed. Let's try it again, and I'm going to do a brisk power walk to see if I can make it there.
That is what you were doing before, so.
Oh, right? No, I was doing a confident.
Just confident. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, now I'm it closes. It unfortunately closes too soon as well.
Hold on. I'm going to open a spreadsheet so I can compare pace to whether you can walk through the door fast enough.
Okay.
We're going to do more paces.
We're going to be here a while, folks.
8 minutes later, let's try going through the east.
Okay. To the east, you are now in another rectangular room with high ceilings. This room stretches out to the east, and you don't see any other doors. There are some decorative pillars on either side and more glass windows high above. The red carpet continues across the room and up a few steps. At the top of the steps is a stone pedestal, and behind the pedestal, a mural covers the far wall.
I want to look at that mural.
The mural has a swirly circular pattern with a triforce in the middle and some other symbols around it. And underneath there is an inscription in Hylian text. And since you know how to read Hylian text, I'll just tell you what it says.
Nice.
It says, to right the wrongs of the past, we must learn from the future.
Okay.
All right. What's up with this pedestal?
You know what? I didn't realize that that was actually an interesting sentence until I started writing it down. And then I was like, wait a second. That's not normally true.
Yeah. Can stare at that one for a while. You wanted to look at the pedestal?
Yes, please.
It's a plain gray stone pedestal. It's about as high as your waist. It's nondescript, especially compared to everything else here. Except a rectangular slit in the top that's roughly big enough to stick your hand into.
Well, if you're going to offer me the opportunity, I'm going to stick my hand in this.
You stick your hand in, but you can't feel the bottom. There's nothing really interesting.
Okay.
Oh, so it's like a comment box?
No, it's a stone pedestal with a small rectangular hole. You can't feel the bottom. It's too
deep. It's like a large... like a caveman's comment box for putting stone slab comments in.
You could maybe. I don't know how anyone would get them out.
Some kind of fishing rod?
With a big hammer.
You'd like maybe. Fish them out. Okay. How many pillars are in this room?
Several.
Okay, good.
Okay. Let's dash very fast back into the center room or the first room and then dash across the red carpet into the west room.
Okay. The room to the west is symmetrical. It's another rectangular room. And on this side, the red carpet ends just inside the doorway. And instead of the continuation of the marble floor, there's a wall-to-wall pattern of large shimmery gold floor tiles in the middle of the room. And then on the far side of those tiles, you see what looks like a large treasure chest underneath another mural behind it.
Can we read the mural from here?
This mural does have something inscribed on it, but you can't read it from here. You do see a massive feathery creature depicted in the mural.
Okay.
Like a cuckoo.
And treasure chest.
Perhaps.
So there's gold tiles on the ground here between us and there?
Mm-hmm.
Is it, like, taking up the entire room in a way that we couldn't walk around these tiles?
Yes.
Well, I'm going to put a foot on a tile and see what happens.
You put a foot on the tile and it disappears under your feet. There is a pit underneath these tiles. So if you only put one foot on, fortunately you did not fall in. But after a moment, the tile reappears where it was.
Oh, good. We need to Lantern of Truth these tiles.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. You can do that, and it does not reveal anything.
Oh, okay.
These are false tiles. The truth will never work.
Oh, can we put on the magnet glove and abstract the treasure chest across the room to us?
It seems like the treasure chest is stuck where it is. It's also made of wood.
Oh. Oh.
So I don't know how you know it's stuck where it is. One or the other, take your pick.
Okay.
Okay. We should probably go back in Lantern of Truth the other two rooms. Or can I Lantern of Truth around this room just to check?
Yeah, you do that, and there's not much else to be seen in this room.
Okay.
And if you're going back to the other room to Lantern of Truth around?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. In the room with the pedestal, you notice that the pedestal has a image on the front. It's a picture of a sword.
Oh!
A sword like this! And I pull out a sword that I had. It's my sword.
It does look a lot like your sword.
Well, I should probably put my sword in that pedestal.
Okay.
That's so dumb that we didn't see that right away.
Ka-chunk!
You plunge your sword into the pedestal, and there's a very satisfying click, and everything suddenly goes blurry. You feel you might faint. The light is getting dimmer. It gets brighter again, then dimmer. Your eyes can't keep up with all the changes. This is very strange. There's sounds. It's getting louder. But suddenly, you're back in the same room. It's quiet again. You're standing in front of the pedestal holding up your sword. But it feels a little darker in here now.
Uh-oh. Dark world.
Well...
Am I a bunny?
What's that?
Am I a bunny?
No, you look the same. You're the same.
Oh, okay.
Does the mural in front of me look the same?
It does look the same. It seems to be crumbling a bit.
Oh.
In fact, everything around, it looks a little tattered. Some of the windows are cracked. The carpet is a bit threadbare.
No.
We've gone back in time to before they restored the Temple of Time.
I can't believe it. Well, we better go check out the other room.
Yeah.
How are my pillars? Are they still several?
There are several. They're all standing. They're a little crumbly.
Okay, good. Oh, sad.
Very stately still.
Let's check out that center room.
Okay. Yeah. You walk back in the entryway. It does also look a little crumbly in here. There's some debris littered on the floor, more cracked windows. Everything else looks the same, but it's just a little rustic.
Those suits of armor were stone statues, though, right?
Yes.
Okay.
How are they doing now?
They're looking good.
Oh, still good. Good job, fellas.
They've stood the test of whatever happened.
Yeah. Can I look at that switch by the door?
The switch looks the same.
I'm going to stand there on the switch. It's my favorite thing to do.
Switches are fun. The switch does the same thing it did before. It starts to do a ticking noise, and the door again opens.
Hold on, I'm going
to
open another spreadsheet, and we can test all the gates again.
Okay, good. Let's take it from the top.
This is a spreadsheet-heavy episode.
Army crawl towards the door.
Okay, you make it about 10% across the room before the door closes.
10%, okay.
Okay. Let's go into the west room.
Yes.
Okay.
And
the room actually looks quite different. You can still see the mural. The chest is still there, but it's open now. And even more striking, instead of the golden tiles you saw before, there are still a set of wall-to-wall floor tiles, but now they're a drab red tile.
Huh.
Don't like that.
Okay. I'm going to make Zach put his foot on one of the tiles.
Okay, here goes the right foot. I push down on the tile. Is my foot good? Are we good?
Well, as you approach these tiles, you see out of the corner of your eye, something is moving across the room, and it is a tile lifting off the ground.
Oh, no.
It's hovering in the air. It starts to spin around, and it's coming right at you.
Run into the other room.
Okay, you run into the other room. It does not follow you.
That's scary.
Those tiles are alive.
That's scary.
Link says to himself. I have no way of beating this obstacle.
Wait, I've got an idea.
Link says to himself.
I go back into that room with the tiles.
Okay. And in fact, the tiles are now the way that they were when you first walked in.
Oh, good. We solved the puzzle.
I mean, the red uh-huh. version.
Do they suddenly, if I put a foot on a tile, do they suddenly come to life again?
Yes.
Okay, I'm gonna go run to a corner.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to jam on the B button for the next
2 minutes. Minute and a half.
Yeah. Okay. We'll fast forward as you're taking apart all these tiles that are flying at you. Eventually,
you gotta imagine it's like at a certain point, Link's having fun with it, right? It's like somebody's like tossing targets to slice in midair. And what we view as a laborious exercise as a person playing a video game, like, that could be kind of fun.
I don't think so, because I think each tile slamming against your shield starts to, like, really do a number on your shield arm.
Mm.
No, I'm just picturing Link, like, doing, like, cool sword slashes as each one comes by. Very dramatically.
Oh, sorry. I was imagining holding up the shield the whole time, because that's what I do.
Oh, no. I'm going to...
You're the shield arm.
Oh, I guess. We switched. That's okay.
Well.
No, you're right, and I'm... Oh, wait. Yeah. This is left-handed Link.
Right.
Yeah.
Left. So.
Anyway.
So, tiles are defeated. There are no more tiles in this room. And as you collect yourself, you look around, and you notice that the tiles were covering a massive pit from wall to wall. However, there is a winding walkway with various paths leading to the back of the room, as well as a bunch of dangerous-looking obstacles. And I'm going to send you an image of this.
Okay.
I'm excited. Ooh!
Whoa!
Cool.
Neato.
For the listener, we're staring at a recreation of a Zelda room that you would play on your Game Boy, where there is kind of a maze-like set of walkways with a bunch of keys and a bunch of, like, floor spike. What do you call these guys?
I think they're just called traps.
Blade trap or trap or whatever.
Yeah.
Little
yeah.
Things that go in, like, orthogonal directions to hurt you.
Yeah, those guys, if you walk between two, they'll slice you.
I liked that. No. If they walk between two, they'll slice you.
Okay. And if I walk in front of a keys, it just says hi and lets me go on?
If you walk in front of a keys, no, it'll come at you and you probably fall in that pit.
Oh. So we have to figure out how to get across.
Yeah, without encountering one keys or walking directly between two traps.
What's the range on the keys?
If it's directly adjacent to you.
Okay.
North, south, east, west.
Well, then can you just go hang an immediate left and go down past... Oh, I'm having a hard time describing this with words.
Right.
Embark onto tile. Make left. Go straight at next intersection. Make right at next intersection. Make left at next intersection. Make right at next intersection. Go straight?
No, because when you go left at that intersection, you end up walking past the keys.
Oh, I do walk past the keys right there. You're right. I thought I was going to walk behind the keys and he wouldn't see me. But no.
Now.
They've got so much.
If I go. So I started going straight. At the first intersection, I turn left. At the next intersection, I turn right and I don't go directly in between those two traps. And then at that four-way intersection, if I turn right, I'm not technically right in between two traps because that one is an extra tile away. So am I allowed to do that or does it slice me?
You are allowed to do that. You went up, okay. Then left, and then up, and then right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's fine.
And so I'll keep going right to the right edge, and then I'll go up the rest of the way.
All right. You managed to get across.
Yay!
Now you are on the other side of the room next to an unfortunately already open chest, and you can make out what the mural says if you'd like to look at it.
What does it say?
Yeah, let's do it.
Huh. I did write this down somewhere. It says, let me see if I can remember what it says. It says, every step you took to get to this point is part of the song.
Oh.
Uh-oh. Oh, boy. Uh-oh. So, uh-oh.
So, hang on. So, it's left, up, right.
Gonna get out Pixelmator Pro.
Right. Hang on. Left, up, right, right. No. Left, up, right, right, up, up? Is that what we did?
I think it is.
Okay. Interesting.
Up, left, up, up, left, left, up, 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 right, 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 up, 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 or whatever. Okay, so that's perfect. That's great.
That's great.
Wonderful.
Now we have to do this in reverse, I guess, or we can fall in a pit and then it'll just put us back at the beginning of the room.
Depends how much you value your hearts.
We need those hearts.
Oh, we have so many hearts
for when we type though. When we fight the time beast.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Okay, so yeah, well, I am in charge of making Link walk back the correct way so he doesn't fall in any pit or get eaten by any traps, and then we need to go all the way back. To the pedestal and put our sword in there again.
Ka-chunk.
Okay. You go back, all the way back, and you put your sword in again, and once again, everything gets real blurry and flickery, and sounds are surrounding you. And once again, everything stops, and you find yourself back in the original room in front of the pedestal, holding your sword up. Everything looks a little nicer again.
Okay. Well, then we're going to walk all the way back, and we're going to follow that path that we memorized.
I have it written down.
Okay, what is it?
Left, up, right, right, up, up.
Well, you start to walk on the golden tiles, and they start to disappear again, but...
No!
Underneath is a walkway, just like the one that you saw in the other time. So, you can walk safely across... No baddies or anything. And now you're on the other side next to the closed chest.
Is the mural the same?
The mural is the same, yeah. It looks a little nicer, okay. Though. It's a beautiful mural.
Okay. They did such a good job.
Yeah, it's a nice place.
Open the chest.
You pull open the chest dramatically and reach inside and hold up a beautiful artifact made of stone. It looks handmade. It's got a real nice neck strap. It's an ocarina.
Oh, let's go. That's cool. Awesome. That's awesome.
I'm glad you think so.
I clumsily try and play the Kakariko Village song on it.
Yes, it sounds really nice.
Oh, you're giving me way too much musical credit.
Let's say that it sounds like whatever sound effect I can find on YouTube.
That's Link's favorite song, is what it is. Every time he's at the milk bar, he's like, can you play Kakariko again? And the musician is just like irritated. Tired of hearing that song.
Yeah, you could get pretty good at this thing if you knew any songs or, you know, any... If anyone could maybe teach you a song, or maybe later we'll have townspeople telling you the important songs you might need to use.
Shut up, Sarah. Uh-huh. I need to walk into the middle room.
Okay.
And I need to intuitively translate the steps from the tile maze into an ocarina song, which I'm realizing I don't know how to do. Are there like up, left, right, down holes on the instrument?
Pretty much. There's like a diamond shape, yeah. And then like a couple other holes. But that does seem like a good idea to at least try.
Thank goodness.
Okay. So you play those notes.
Up, left, up, right, up.
And everything starts to feel a little slower. The air is a little closer. You feel focused. You feel energy.
You're locked in.
Oh, okay, wait. So I'm going to step on the switch.
You step on the switch and it starts to tick. However, it's slower now. The ticking is farther apart.
Yeah. Heck yes. Okay, now I'm going to run through that door.
You run for it, and there's plenty of time to make it through the door this time. It seems like this song slows down time. You might call it the Song of Swiftness. Okay. Or whatever you feel like calling it. Just a suggestion. So,
love it.
You've made it through the door. You're actually now outside in a courtyard. It's
nice.
It's a beautiful day. There's a fragrant breeze. You're surrounded by tall stone walls. You don't see any other doors. There's a quaint garden here with a flower bed along the west wall. There's a neat row of bushes against the wall to the north. And on the east is an unplanted area. In the center is a bubbling fountain. And actually, above you, you do see a balcony, but you don't see any way to reach it. It looks like there's some doors up there, but you can't get up there.
Directly above us from where we came in?
All the way around, wrapping all the way around this space.
Oh, okay. I'm just going to write balcony next to my little drawing here because I don't want to...
Yeah.
I'm trying to superset things on top of things. It's not working with this little tiny drawing. Can I look at that fountain?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a very tall, very wide fountain. There's some nice ivy covering the base of it. And in the center is a statue of a goddess pouring water from a jug. It's very nice.
Elle is real.
Lantern of truth around the walls.
Around the walls of the courtyard?
Yeah.
Okay, you're looking on... A flower bed on the west, you can look around the walls. On the east, it's unplanted, so you can look at the walls. There's nothing there. The walls you came in is also... There's nothing... south walls where you came in through. The north wall is covered with bushes, so it's hard to see, but you don't see anything... above the bushes.
Okay.
Are these bushes I can hack with my sword?
Hey.
Sure. You slice up the bushes. It's so fun. And you get a couple rupees.
Yay.
Oh, but we're maxed out.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah. Well, still fun. And also, you've discovered a crawl space behind one of the bushes. So that's fun, too. Oh, snap.
I do get to army crawl this episode. Awesome. Is there anything else in here? Or should we check that out first? What were you?
Hold on.
I interrupted me.
I'm going to. Lantern of Truth, the fountain.
Okay. You can do that. You're lanterning all around. It's just a statue. It's just a fountain.
Okay. Now army crawl.
Okay. You crawl through this narrow crawl space and you emerge into a long, narrow hallway indoors. This one doesn't have any windows. Also lined with pillars on either side, several pillars on either side, and also with the red carpet motif, leading up to a closed door on the north end of the hall.
Open, closed door.
Yeah.
Okay. You start walking down the hall and you see movement from one of the pillars. Actually, it looks like there's something going on with this pillar. It starts to turn towards you, and it reveals an eye, a beady red eye.
No.
It's pointing a laser onto the ground. It's coming in your direction.
Run.
Which direction? Away.
South.
Okay, you run back the way you came and hide behind a pillar.
Okay, jeez. Maybe we should play the Song of Swiftness so we can... run past this stupid pillar.
We could try.
Okay. You play the Song of Swiftness. And everything slows down again. You feel very focused. And if you peek around, you still see it. You still see that Beamos. But
I'm going to outrun its beam.
You can do that. Exactly. Yes. You are now fast. You can run ahead of the beam. The beam does not get you. And now you're able to get to the other side and the door on the north.
Okay.
Are we able to open that door?
Yes, the door opens.
Oh, okay, good. I expected this not to work.
It worked. this room now, you're in a large triangular room.
Triangular?
So, yeah.
No such thing.
Which way
is it? It's the magic of podcasts. You can do anything.
Is it the way, which way triangular? Is it bigger?
You've come in through the long wall on the south, and there are two other walls that meet across from you. This is a very dark room. The only light is coming in from high above. And in the middle of that beam of light, straight ahead of you, is a very large metal key.
Very large metal key. Okay. Like, how large?
Way bigger than a normal key. You might call it a big key.
Cool.
It's the kind with little horns on the end, like on the top.
Okay. So, like, very large, but still, like, I can pick it up in my hands.
Yeah, yeah. But impressively large. I was imagining,
like, a horse-sized key.
Well, I mean, in a Zelda game, they look pretty big, especially if it's, like, the 2D.
Which one had you, carry them? Was that Spirit Tracks?
Where
you had to carry the key around?
And you couldn't do anything else?
Really huge?
Yeah. It's not like that. You can just, like, hold it and walk. It's fine. I mean, presumably.
Okay, I'm going to go pick up that key.
Well,
nothing happens.
You start to walk towards the key, and as soon as you step towards it, something really hurts you. Something you can't see. And you stand back. Your foot hurts. Get that
lantern of truth out, please.
Okay, you did lose half a heart, so make sure to
keep
trying. Yeah, so you lantern of truth, and in fact, this room is covered with spikes. The only place that you can stand is right in the middle of the room where that key is.
Okay. Magnet glove.
Magnet glove.
Magnet glove the key?
Yeah.
It works. Let's go.
What a good puzzle. Jeez.
You're able to move it all around wherever you want. You can.
I move it toward me.
Yeah. You move it towards you. You grab the key. It's very triumphant. It somehow fits in your pocket. You now have a big key.
It fits in your pocket, but in the way where like something is obviously too large for your pocket, but you're refusing to relent on this issue. Your friends are looking at you like, what are you doing?
Get it back. It's just please. For convenience. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Then
we have a key, but no door. This is,
I wonder if we need to put the key in the pedestal of time.
Well, the key is not that big. It's, like a large keyhole size. It's not as big as a sword.
Oh, come on, Sarah.
Do you want to try it?
Look, I insist on trying it. We're going to go back to that room.
Okay.
We're going to play the Song of Swiftness if necessary to get past the Beamos.
Yes, yes.
And we're going to army crawl through the thing, and then we're going to walk around the fountain, and we're going to go through the statues of a farmer, and then we're going to go east to the end of the room where the pedestal is, and we're going to put the big key into the sword slot.
Okay. It makes a metal clanging sound. And nothing happens.
Do I have to, like, magnet glove to fish it back out of there?
Yeah. Yeah. I think it should be, like, the end with the horns is a little too big to fit in.
Ah, got it. Got it. Got it.
But, hey, at least you tried.
Let's go back to the room with the fountain.
Okay.
And describe to me the fountain again. It's a large circular fountain with a goddess statue pouring something out of a jar?
Yeah, it's a nice statue, water coming out of the jug, water in the fountain bubbling, the base of it, it's a circular base covered with ivy all over the base.
You know, it occurs to me, now that we have the Song of Swiftness, we could probably use that to get to this room in that other time, right?
Yeah, I don't see why not.
We should do that.
Okay.
So let's go back to the pedestal room again.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then put the sword in the pedestal this time.
Okay. You put the sword in. It fits perfectly. Everything swirling. Sounds. Lights.
The way you describe this time transition, I am worried about us getting brain damage.
Yeah. I mean, who can say? Probably it'll be fine for this adventure. I wouldn't do it recreationally.
Okay.
So you've now transported back to the crumbling version of this temple.
Okay, let's go to the main room.
Okay.
And then stand on the switch and then play the Song of Swiftness, which I'm trying to remember what the different notes sound like. And I'm trying to What does the song sound like? It'd be like a.
I tried to do that, and it's kind of a song, but you know
they're all kind of songs.
Yeah, there's a reason they didn't use this one.
No.
Well, then, what is up? It's never mind.
What is up with you? Yes. So you play the song and time is slowing down around you. The ticking gets slower. The door opens across from you. You can do the same thing and run right through that door into a very dingy courtyard. Mm. It's fallen into neglect. The bushes against the wall are mostly dead. There's weeds everywhere. The fountain in the center has run dry. The statue is completely covered in overgrown ivy. You can't see the statue at all. And above you on the balcony, the railings and the doorways are all crumbling. Except one doorway you can see above you across the courtyard.
Okay.
I got to cut up those bushes again. Okay. So that they can be replaced in the future with the nice bushes that we will cut up in the future. And is the crawl space still there?
It is still there. It does seem like it's sort of collapsed. I don't know if you could make it through.
Oh, okay. They'll need to restore that crawl space among other things.
Yeah. I didn't really look at the flower bed either time we were here. So let's look at it now, I suppose.
It's weeds now. It's just, it's hard to look at. It's really neglected.
What about the other side where it's just like an unplanted area?
It's just dirt. Yeah, nothing ever got planted there, perhaps. Or no, we're in the past.
We're in some other version of this. We have not determined which direction it is.
It might actually be, now that I think about it, and based on some of the hinting that Sarah has done, I think that the sword pedestal is taking us to an identical temple on the other side of the earth.
Ooh, antipodal.
Yeah.
What did I say?
You were trying to hint that this is an identical temple on the other side of the earth, and I solved the puzzle. So what we need to do is, okay, go back to the sword room, put the thing
in. Wait. I want to look at the statue before we do the fountain.
The fountain, Zach, there's ivy all over the statue.
Well, I can't cut the ivy with my sword.
No. Okay, go ahead and cut it with your sword.
I try and cut the ivy with my sword.
Okay, you cut the ivy with your sword. You cut some of it off. There's a whole lot of it. It's too hard to cut all of it off, but some of it falls down. There's like, it's very, the ivy is thriving here. Everything else is dead, but the ivy is still going.
Got it. Well, I did my part.
Okay, go back to the pedestal. Put the sword in the pedestal.
Okay.
Flirt with death.
Once again, things become a bit brighter and a bit cleaner.
Go back to the room. We need to figure out how to plant this ivy that's right now growing around the fountain in the unplanted area on the east side of the garden.
Oh, there we go.
Okay. Well, the ivy in this garden does have some seed pods.
Okay.
You could try to
grab the seed pods with the magnet glove and put them in the unplanted area.
But just like magnet ivy. You're just wearing the magnet glove. You're using the magnet glove as an actual
to keep doing my everything hands clean. With
the magnet glove.
Well, there might be thorns, you know.
Oh, that's a good point. Or like poison ivy. That's smart. So, yeah, you can take some of those seeds and try to plant them. You can do that.
Okay.
Horticulture.
Go back to the thing, the pedestal. Put the sword back in the pedestal. Come back to the garden.
Okay. Everything's gray again. The whooshing happened. You've done the song again, and you've run through the door again, and everything looks terrible.
I forget we have to play that song every time we go through the door.
Yeah, I don't want to make you do that every time, but yes, so the neglected courtyard. In fact, it worked. The ivy is now growing all the way up to the balcony.
Awesome. Let's climb it.
Let's climb.
All right. You climb all the way up. To the balcony. It's a little treacherous because a lot of these railings have fallen, but you can stand up on that balcony. There's a lot of crumbled stone everywhere, but you can actually reach that one door.
for map purposes, what side of the...
It was the north wall, right?
It was the north wall.
Okay.
Okay. Well, that is...
Like ActRaiser.
I'm already running out of north. Okay. Let's pass through the doorway of the north wall.
Well, it's locked.
Okay, well...
There's a big...
I have a key.
Keyhole.
Oh, we should have planted the key in the dirt to grow more keys.
Oh, man.
Oh, I think there's an exploit here for infinite keys.
I think we can get infinite keys here. We've broken our own podcast.
But I don't know if this key would survive outside of the Temple of Time, so I don't know what good it would do.
I know what good it would do, because we know that it can be magnesised, so we can glue it together with copies of it and create huge key orbs that we can slam down on all our enemies to deal max damage.
Wow. Well, okay. I mean, you'd have to plant the key and see.
In the meantime, let's open this door with the key.
Okay. It does fit. It opens the big door with the horn symbol on it. And inside is a staircase.
Oh, there's a horn symbol on the door.
Yeah. It matched the key. I forgot to mention that earlier, but since you only had the one key, it was worth a try.
Staircase
inside this door. It's a long winding staircase around and around inside of a dark tower. And at the end of the staircase, you step out onto the roof. And this is a wide circular roof with just the one entrance that you came in.
Is Yoshi up here?
In the very center, you see a small robed figure whose pale face is barely visible under a hood.
Not Yoshi.
It's standing very still. You are not sure if it's actually alive or maybe a statue or something. It's kind of a big roof. It's hard to say.
Lantern of Truth. Okay.
You hold up the Lantern of Truth and approach to get a better look, and the door behind you slams shut.
Ah!
The figure moves so that you can see its face. It's a skull face. It's raising an instrument to its mouth. And so you hear a rustle of feathers, and you feel a gust of wind from behind you, and you turn around to see a huge, mean-looking eagle diving towards you. The skull-faced figure jumps on its back. Do you know who these people are?
Yes, duh.
It's the evil eagle and his friend, whose name I've forgotten.
Mad Batter. No,
that is. No?
That's the... What? Mad Batter is the...
Mad Batter casts the curse on you.
Yeah. Who's the...
Oh, yeah.
What is his name? He has a good name.
This guy has a name, and I can't think
of it. I did not remember this, but his name is Grim Creeper.
Grim Creeper.
That's right. The best.
Evil eagle. Yeah. So here they are on the top of this tower, the Grim Creeper jumping onto the eagle's back yelling trash talk at you, which you can't hear because the flapping is so loud. And this is a boss battle.
Oh. Okay.
Oh.
The eagle.
Now I get it.
Flying ahead of you. Looks like it's going to swoop down again. Okay. And you need to take.
Get out of the way.
Jump out of the way.
Are you trying to... Okay, so this is 3D. Okay, you jump out of the way. That's fine. This is a lot easier in 3D, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can just, like, roll or something. Yeah, that's fine. It swoops down. It misses you. And it'll come back and try to do the same thing again.
Okay, but what we need to do is, in the time after it swoops on us, we need to right then get out the ocarina and start playing the Song of Swiftness, so that we have enough time to play all the notes. Or does time stop while we have the ocarina at our lips?
Yes.
Oh, cool. That's one ocarina of time, huh? Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Do that so that we get swiftness.
Okay, so it's swooping down again, and then after that, you play the Song of Swiftness.
And how do we want to kill this eagle?
With a sword, probably.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
Slash.
It slowly swoops towards you. You hit it with a sword. And ouch.
Yeah.
It hurt the eagle. The eagle is now angry. It's even more evil. It has a new attack now. It's going to throw a wall of razor-sharp feathers at you.
Ah.
which are very scary.
Shield arm, go.
Shield.
I put the shield up to my face.
Blocks the feathers effectively.
Okay. Here's a question about Link's Awakening to like, ruin the pacing a little bit.
Okay.
Do you need the mirror shield to block those feathers?
I don't know. I mean, I'm making all
the feel fight. Like I've had this happen in it a randomizer occurs to me that, and I can't remember. Yeah?
Cause
I think you do.
You could get through, you don't need the that or do you need the mirror shield to get to the boss, do you? You don't really use it in the dungeon.
No.
Huh.
I think you I don't remember, honestly. This is like a randomizer situation question where like
it's not even a randomizer situation because in normal gameplay you could just not open up that chest and get to the boss and
you must need it then. It must be mandatory.
It's mandatory for getting to Turtle Rock outside of the dungeon.
Mm.
But like what is the effect of using the normal shield in the battle with Evil Eagle who we're fighting right now? Raise the shield, block the feathers.
Mm-hmm.
Am I still fast?
No.
Oh, okay.
That was in phase 1. Now it's phase 2.
All right, but I guess we have to play the song again so we can be fast again.
Yeah, that's a good idea. You can do that, and now the eagle is much slower, and when it throws the wall of feathers, you can actually see them quite clearly. They're far enough apart that you have more leeway. You could probably dodge them.
I'm like Neo.
Yeah.
And I'm going to make this eagle into my Neo pet.
Wow.
By slicing it with a sword.
Slash, slash, slash.
Yeah, you can get right between those feathers and slice it again. And this time the eagle has had enough. It dumps off the Grim Creeper and takes off. So the Grim Creeper is now just standing there again in the middle of the roof. And it starts to play his flute again. He plays a strange tune and bats start coming down to fly around him in a circle and protect him.
The song of Batness. Well,
yeah.
This is the coolest boss. I have my respect for the Grim Creeper, who I already thought was very cool, is growing by the moment. we need to play our own song, The Battle of Flutes.
Yeah,
so that we can be fast enough to see opening in the bat shield.
You play the Song of Swiftness, and the Grim Creeper, hearing this, plays the Song of Swiftness as well. And now all of you are equal speed again.
Oh, man. Oh, man. All right.
Okay, then I don't know what to do.
We just got to fight the man. Let's get him with my sword.
Okay, you approach and slash with the sword, and you do hit some of the bats being all around him in a circle. A couple of the bats are now vanquished, and as such, he begins to raise his flute again to call for more bats.
Oh, we gotta get that flute. Wait, is it a metal flute?
It looks a lot like yours, actually.
Oh, okay.
It's, porcelain.
Darn. Wouldn't that be cool if we could steal it with the magnet club and then we'd have two flutes? Cool.
Two flutes. Get a whole orchestra going.
I don't know. What else can we do? I think we just gotta keep slashing.
I think we keep slashing for a while.
Okay.
And see if we can wear him down.
You slash. Are you slashing him? The bats? Slashing?
We're slashing the bats so that we can get a way in to slash him.
Okay. Yeah. You slash more bats and he plays the Batness, the Song of Batness again, and bats surround him and he's now again protected by a circle of bats.
Can I listen to the Song of Batness and try and pick that tune up?
No, it's very strange and complicated. He doesn't want to teach it to you, so you can't learn it.
We have so many good ideas for this boss battle.
I wish I'd thought of that.
It's like the register in the ocarina doesn't go high enough, so it's like, you really can't get it.
It is different enough of a flute.
Yeah. That's gonna make a joke answer. So we can go back to the room with the pedestal and we can go back
to the... Oh yeah.
No, we can't, the door's shut.
No, the door, yeah, sorry. That's exactly why I shut the door, actually. Not just for traditional reasons.
Well, we've got... Boy, what do we do with this? We can't borrow any of his music. We can't magnet glove. We can Lantern of Truth and see if the bats are real or not, I guess.
Yeah, you can do that. It does not reveal anything. Another good idea that I didn't think of.
I want learning the Song of Bats to work so bad.
Me too. Should I just? But then you would have been standing there surrounded by bats, and then it's a standoff, kind of.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I feel like you let it happen, and then you're like, well, now the bats are also attacking you.
Oh, right. Like, yeah.
You summon them, but they don't like you.
Because
in the game, you just fight the bats until the bats are no more, and then he gets mad and leaves.
Yeah, in this scenario, he's just going to call more bats.
Let's try and parlay and be like, hey, Grim Creeper.
All we want is the time pendant.
Yeah, we need that pendant.
I don't have any trash talk prepared, but
that is
what he does in return.
Rude.
I know. He's always saying stuff like, you punk, or whatever. I forget the dialogue. he's a very... rude person.
Do we need to bust out a gossip stone?
I guess. Okay, one more dumb idea that might be exactly what Sarah was thinking.
Let's go.
Magnet glove my sword through the bat cloud into his skull.
Wow. That's I've never imagined doing that, but let's see what would happen. you can do that, and you can actually do damage to him. However, these bats are also healing him.
Oh, jeez. These are some OP bats. Okay, Gossip Stone.
I think the Gossip Stone would say, it seems like you can hurt the bats, but not him.
That's what I've been doing.
Do we just need to keep fighting the bats, and eventually the bats will be depleted?
Oh, because there's only so many bats in the world.
Yeah, on this side of the world.
Oh, that's dark. But you can try that.
Okay.
And bat time. Again, hitting once, a couple of the bats are now gone. He's surrounded by a semicircle of bats, and he's getting ready to play that song again to get more bats to come back.
Oh, so we just need to hit the bats and then hit him in quick succession?
Well, if you do that, he gets hurt. Can we hit his... and then go ahead.
Oh, do we have to do Song of Swiftness to be fast enough to do both those things?
I think you guys both did that, didn't you?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So you're still fast, and then I guess it would wear off, but you could just continue to use the song.
Yeah. Both okay.
Can I try and hit his flute out of his hand?
Yeah. Yeah, that might do it. Let's see.
Okay.
Hitting the flute. Yes, the flute is made of porcelain. The flute falls apart. Now he is defenseless with just a few bats surrounding him.
Yeah.
Okay, Bonehead.
Ooh.
This can go one of two ways. Either I walk out of here with the time pendant and you're uninjured, or I walk out of here with the time pendant and you're in a different condition.
I think he's ready to fight. I think he's...
Oh, okay.
He directs the bats to attack you.
Slash, slash, slash.
Slash all the bats. That was exactly how many bats were left. And now it's just him with his cape. He has nothing else left.
All right. We take the final hit on him. Slash.
Yeah.
Ah, tragic. He turns into dust. You've vanquished him. He is no more.
So cool.
Hooray.
Wow. What a battle. And in fact... He did have that time pendant, because out of the skeleton dust, there it is, on the top of the roof, right next to the heart container.
Oh, thank goodness.
Oh, yeah, heart container.
Yeah, the bonus heart container. Wow. That went well. You got what you came for. Time pendant. Heart container.
We have to go back and go back to our own time now,
there is one
before
of those...
we leave the dungeon.
There is one of those teleportation circles, if you would like to use it.
Will the teleportation circle take us to... Wait, we're in the future now.
Yeah.
We should look around from the top of the tower and see what Hyrule is like in the future and take notes.
Yeah, yes. You should do that. That's a good idea.
Okay. Good to know.
I don't have a encyclopedic description of this world in the future. But wow, it sure looks different. There's a lot to see. And also, you don't know what year it is, but...
That's true.
Like how, you know, how...
This could be like 6 months from now if things go real bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that was the dungeon. I mean, that was what you came for.
Thank you for a great dungeon. Wow.
I am stoked that we have an ocarina now.
I thought like it might be interesting to have the ability to get more songs to add to our if we were to do more.
If we were to do more.
Or just some like town visit episodes or whatever.
Yeah, like a town visit room escape.
Yeah. Escape the magic shop or something.
Anything can be a dungeon if you think hard enough.
Mm-hmm.
I have such strong and conflicting feelings about this series because it's so fun to do. It's so fun to come up with dungeons and play the dungeons. But the editing is especially tedious since I decided that I do all the sound effects.
Mm.
And so everything that happens, I'm like, oh, I have to do sound effects. Oh, I shouldn't have used the Lantern of Truth because I have to put in the lantern on and the lantern off.
You're going to hate my next season when I introduce the Temple of Foley effects.